The legislation is referred to as the Access Bill. That term is a bit misleading because undocumented students already have access to all 9 Illinois public universities if they can afford to pay tuition, fees, room, and board. What they don't have access to are the financial considerations that U.S. citizens have. They can't receive federal financial aid, Pell Grants, or Monetary Award Program funds, known as MAP grants. In short, any funds provided or administered by state agencies are off-limits for undocumented students. The ones who manage to attend a state university in Illinois usually do so through a combination of private scholarships and hard work, and they've got the heart-rending stories to prove it.
My name is Nassif Qasim, and I am 21 years old. I am currently a senior studying neuroscience at the University of Illinois at Chicago.
Qasim is from Nigeria. This recording is from his testimony before a state Senate committee back in April.
My junior year of high school, my counselors thought I would be going to Harvard. When they were finally aware of my status, the only solid option they had for me was community college. After all, that was the only thing my family could afford.
1 month before graduating as valedictorian of Bloom High School in Chicago Heights, he received notice that he would get private funding to attend the University of Illinois in Chicago. This past spring, he graduated with a degree in neuroscience, a near-perfect GPA, and an acute awareness of the problems similar students face.
Hard work guarantees you nothing. We undocumented live in America, but we are very aware that we do not live the American dream.
He told lawmakers about undocumented friends who had stretched college out for years, taking classes part-time while working to pay tuition, and about others who had given up, overwhelmed by debt. But it was pretty clear why he was one of the handful of students who had been picked to testify on behalf of this measure.
All I want to do is study neuroscience. All I want to be is a physician. I chose this profession because I want to help all human beings. I want to give back to Chicago, to Illinois, to the world. We all just want to study. We all just want access, and you have the power to ensure that. Can you imagine all we would do if we could do all that we can? We would not just be good, we would be great. Thank you.
But how would this law affect homegrown kids? Senator Kyle McCarter, a Republican from Lebanon, pointed out that allowing this 1% of Illinois college students who are undocumented be eligible for scholarships might hurt other students' chances.
So then it'd be a competition for public universities' funds available for scholarship between those who are legal and then those who are illegal citizens, correct?
Undocumented, yes.
Well, I think that's a matter of opinion. Terminology, probably, but we can use your, it doesn't matter.
McCarter reminded the proponents of the dire circumstances Illinois colleges were and still are enduring. Due to the ongoing budget impasse, higher education institutions have seen their state funding gutted. McCarter said if this bill becomes law, some U.S. citizen students will inevitably lose out to immigrants.
Because you're putting more people into the pool that are going to want to qualify for a limited amount of funds, especially today in the state, the situation we're at, where there hasn't even been an appropriation, right, for these schools.
But the measure isn't just about scholarships or money being handed out. In fact, MAP grants are specifically untouched by the Access Bill. Martin Torres with the Latino Policy Forum told lawmakers it's about giving universities the local control over how they choose to manage their budgets, whether through scholarships or simple tuition waivers.
This bill is about allowing four-year public universities to structure their existing scholarships, financial aid packages, awards, and waivers in such a manner that undocumented students who are currently receiving in-state tuition would be eligible to receive those funds. So when the Illinois General Assembly appropriates resources to the various four-year public universities, that resources then go into the university's own set of funds through which it generates and takes money from those various funds and puts them into faculty, into operations, and into scholarships of various forms. This would allow them the ability to use their GRF appropriations that help support, either in part or fully, those scholarships for all of their students.
State Senator Bill Cunningham, a Chicago Democrat, said the measure could bring tuition dollars to state schools. He used his own daughter as an example, saying she was receiving partial tuition waivers for her high ACT score and her high school GPA.
So that's $3,000 in incentives. It lowers the tuition bill we're going to have to pay next year that we're eligible for, but a student that got the same grades and the same scores my daughter wouldn't get. You know, I'd like to point out that those are incentives that our universities offer to attract good students. And not only do they attract good students, they attract tuition payers. We're going to, you know, still pay tuition to the university, to Illinois State University is where my daughter's going to go. If it wasn't for those sort of waivers, we might send her somewhere else.
19 other states already have similar legislation, and all 9 state universities in Illinois back this bill, as does the State Board of Higher Education. Here's the board's Director of External Relations, Candace Mueller, at the same committee hearing.
I worked with a fine student leader who actually was the chair of our IBHE Student Advisory Committee, who attended the University of Illinois at Champaign-Urbana. And he was an undocumented student who had been a transfer student from Elgin Community College, and he was denied any opportunity to apply for any additional funding. Yes, he was getting in-state tuition, but he really had financial needs, and there just was not any funds available for the university to offer him to apply for, not to automatically get, as we've talked about, but to at least be eligible to be considered for.
The bill has taken on new urgency thanks to the election of Donald Trump, who has promised to immediately terminate immigration programs put in place by President Barack Obama. That includes DACA, or Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. That's the program that shields young adults who were brought to the U.S. illegally as children in circumstances beyond their control. Young adults like Nasif Qasem, and like this student.
My name is Agle Malinovskaya.
Okay, if you're like me, you might want to hear that name one more time in slow motion.
Agle Malinovskaya.
At the Capitol last week, she spoke to a press conference urging the passage of the access bill. She then participated in a march to the governor's office, where she helped lead a chant, "Undocumented, Unafraid." Later, in a basement office, she told me this story.
I met Trump in Iowa in January, and I talked to him about global health because I really care about health care access for everyone. I couldn't have a discussion with him about that, and I then proceeded to ask him where he would deport me to. I told him, I'm an undocumented immigrant, where would you deport me to? Because I wanted to hear it from himself. And he was quiet. And he hung his head. He told me I should be careful. And those words have been ringing in my head since that day.
Malinovskaya is currently a fourth-year biomedical engineering student at the Illinois Institute of Technology. She is from Lithuania. She arrived in the U.S. at the age of 6, smuggled in across the Canadian border, hidden with her younger brother in the back of her parents' car.
Yeah, and so when we were about 2 miles out, my dad started chanting like we did it, and overwhelmed with joy. If I have a strong memory of that day, it is my dad being overwhelmed with joy. For a 26-year-old man with 2 kids to be, I don't know, maybe in some eyes like, oh yeah, he broke the law, he's exhilarated. No, he gave his family a future. He gave his family something that he knew that he could never have himself.
The family settled in Chicago, where her dad became a truck driver and her parents eventually started their own small business. But there were years where the entire family worked doing menial labor.
God, I grew up in the basements of hotels, folding towels. As soon as I could, kind of help out my parents, I did. So Yeah, I mean, like, that's...
They worked in hotels?
Yeah, we did everything. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. We cleaned hotels, we cleaned people's homes. My dad was a car salesman. We cleaned the car dealerships. There was a summer where the car dealership would close at 10 p.m. Our entire family would get together. We'd go in. My mom and I would clean the showroom in the front. My dad and my brothers would clean the auto shop in the back. So, like, you know, clean up the grease or the oil or whatever. 10 p.m. to, like, 6 a.m. for the entire summer.
Her main job, of course, was to make good grades, get an education, make something of herself.
When I was in Mokena, this was 8th grade English class, honors English class. My teacher had us play an illegal immigration game. And it was over the course of 3 days. And it was based on this book called Lupita Manana. And it was a brother, the book was about a brother and sister who came in across the Mexican border. And they were just trying to, you know, earn money for their family. And, you know, long story short, the brother dies at the end. But the point of what he was trying to teach us was it was like a 3-day simulation game, and he was trying to put us into the minds of these illegal immigrants, right? And you had to either stay in the classroom that day and work on this crossword puzzle or something that would be the equivalent of doing it the legal way, which, by the way, there is no legal way for me right now to become a citizen. There is no pathway for me right now to become a citizen. I cannot stress that enough. But anyway, so we'd have to work on this. And if you stayed in that classroom and you did that, you got a C for the day. In order to get an A, you had to run outside the classroom, run into, you know, one of the teachers that he had collaborated on this simulation. And you would do a small task for them. You'd wipe the board. You'd hand out some sheets of paper. And then you get, like, a little sheet that says, congratulations, you did it, or whatever, the equivalent of money. And then you run back across the border into the classroom, and then that's your A for the day. And... yeah, and so I sat that first day, and I sat in the classroom. I tried working on that crossword puzzle, and the only people who were in the classroom were me and my friend from China, an immigrant from China. Everyone else, U.S.-born American, running out, right? Running out across. And I cannot explain to you how difficult it was to be in that space as an eighth grader. Eighth grade sucks for everyone, but... I knew that I have to get an A in this class. I'm an immigrant. You have to get an A. You have to earn everything, or you have to work for everything you earn, right?
She worked. Malena Skaita graduated from the Illinois Math and Science Academy and then earned 2 full tuition scholarships to IIT, where she has kept her GPA near 4.0. At Illinois Tech, she worked with a student group called Undocumented Students and Allies, that makes the acronym USA, to create a scholarship for students ineligible for state and federal financial aid. Last April, the student body voted to add an optional fee of $4.50 to fund those scholarships, and last semester, IIT handed out 8 of them, ranging from $500 to $2,500. Students at Loyola University have established a similar program. Trump's advice to her to be careful doesn't seem to be having much effect. Besides the scholarship campaign at Illinois Tech, Malena Skaita is talking to legislators, marching to the governor's office, saying her full name on the radio. She wants to remind people that immigrants come from Europe, from the United Kingdom, from Asia, from Africa.
We are from all over the world. Oh, if people think, oh, I've never met one of these people, you probably met them. They're just too scared to open up to you. It takes a lot of trust in people to be open with one's status. I've gotten to the point where I realize I need to be open because I feel like it's my duty, because I'm like, I'm a white chick. You know, if I'm not gonna speak out, who will?
Unlike Malena Skaita, some of the undocumented students have dark skin, headscarves, or thick accents that make it tougher to blend into the crowd. This is the time to reassure them, she says, and the access bill would go a long way toward doing that.
I accept the results of the election. What I do not accept is the policies that will follow, because they are going to directly target me, my family, my friends, my community, right? The student access bill is basically, it's like treating an open wound right now within the undocumented community.
The access bill passed the Senate and was scheduled to be heard in the House last week, but the session was canceled. The General Assembly is set to reconvene next week. Reporting for the Education Desk, I'm Dusty Rhodes.